fired up every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, every day is Saturday. Welcome to the number one motivational show online, voted by you and me and all of my friends and family voted this show. How about that? The number one motivational show online today. It is August 12th, 2008. My name is Sam Crowley, international motivational speaker, author, business coach, fired up for you. And happy you found us for today's show titled, Do You Have the Courage to Be Different? I was going to put Dare to Be Different or Different This, if I don't even know if a catchy title. It ain't the title, man. It's just, Do You Have the Courage to Be Different? You think I'm a little bit different? Well, before we get into that, don't answer that question. Hold that thought. Okay, hold that thought right there. Station identification. My name's Sam Crowley from everydayissaturday.com. All right. And we are fired up. We have a weekly, semi-weekly, sometimes once a monthly internet radio show that's sent out to 150 different countries, 50,000 plus downloads every single month. It might be weekly, might be every few weeks. It's summertime, so I'm out enjoying what's going on around the city of Cincinnati. Did some traveling this summer as well. We're looking forward to traveling a little bit more before the kids go back to school and hunker down and be Sam, the school dad, for the next 9 months. Anyway, every day Saturday where I'm at is every day Saturday where you are at, champion. If not, today's message is for you. And even if it is Saturday where you are, this message is still for you because it's a great reminder that if you want to be successful, you want to enjoy true wealth, and you also want to be just content in your life, you need to be different, all right? The current market values people who are unique, people who are different. Let me give you an example, and this is why I always go back to my former life. Whenever I compare, you know, we call it corporate America because everybody's a corpse, right? Just walking around aimlessly waiting to be told what to do, okay? It's no different. I mean, that's where I get most of my best material. I'm writing my New York Times bestseller right now, titled, One Guess. Take a guess. Yes! Every day is Saturday. Congratulations, you guessed the name of the title. As I'm writing that, I'm going through, and the first thing I did, I laid out all the chapters, okay? And I'm going to give you a little sneak peek into the book, okay? And I'm going to be sharing this on my blog. So if you haven't gone over to everydayissaturday.com/blog, that's where I'm going to be giving you updates, sneak peeks of the book, a little, I'll be letting it slip out a little bit, you know? You just, that's the way I am. Probably I'm a little bit different, right? A little bit different, sharing the book ahead of time with people. But I really want you to see, I mean, I couldn't believe when I laid out the chapters, this was my life. I mean, this isn't somebody else's life. I mean, this is what happened to me. And the title of the first chapter is two words. I quit. I quit. And I said that to my boss on a Friday in late April. And I ended up, I think it was May 6th. And I'll check the date just to make sure before the book goes to publish. You can rest assured that much because all you people with perpetual calendars will keep me honest out there. And I just said, I quit. You know, and that was the start of everything else. And I'm not going to share the conversation that's in the book. I'm not going to share the reaction. I'm not going to share my thoughts. But what I was, I'm not going to share all my thoughts, put it that way. What was going through my mind is, man, I got to be different. I'm literally, people would go to a conference. And this is every corporation. It's not the one I work for. It's not the one you work for if you're in a job. It's every business out there. Somebody comes up with a unique idea. Okay, they bring it back to the front lines. The front lines now start speaking that speak. And it's like everybody talks and acts and looks and dresses and everybody is exactly the same. I mean, it's the most crazy phenomenon you will ever witness in this lifetime. If you don't believe me, it doesn't matter if you're white collar, if you're blue collar. Just take a look at the leadership within the company. Somebody came back with an idea that we should talk like, or this is our new slogan like, or, you know, somebody just picked up some phrase someplace, you know, and that's what got implemented. And it's like, oh my God, don't you have an original thought? You know, can't you be your own person? I'm not saying that, you know, the mission statement's one thing, value statements are another thing. You know, it would probably take me 17 years just to write a mission statement, so I don't really get involved in that stuff because, you know, I'm a college dropout, right? Hey, what do I know? You know, I'm just Sam Crowley. What do I know about all that stuff? But what I'm saying is you have to be original. You can't follow the herd your entire life and expect to be compensated for that. No different than a job, right? You're just going to get paid what the position's worth. Why? If you're in a job, why do you think you're paid what that position is worth? Why do you think in the organizational chart within a corporation, they have set levels that you earn between this range? Why? Well, let me let you in on it. And look, I don't want to burst your bubble. All right, if you're sitting in the office or in your cubicle right now listening to this podcast and you're thinking, oh no, he's going to let the cat out of the bag. Here's why. Here's why you're never paid what you're worth. You're always paid what the position's worth. Because you can be taken out of that position at 12 o'clock today, and you could put anybody in there. And trust me, it could be anybody. It doesn't matter. I don't care how many degrees you have. I don't care who you know. It doesn't matter. Pluck you out. Put somebody else in. If the highest range is $70,000 and the lowest range is $50,000, they'll take your $70,000 salary and you and say, thank you very much. You need to go to the pasture. They'll put Johnny with his hat on backwards in there at $50,000, help him get up to speed in about 6 months, send him to every training they can possibly train, have him look like them, talk like them, act like them, and that's it. You've now been replaced champion, okay? So how do you avoid that happening? Well, number one, you got to leave your job, okay? But I'm kidding. Not right now if you're in a job, okay? But seriously, you got to enjoy life. You have got to live life and not let life live you. Times may be tough. I get that, okay? You got the highs and lows, the peaks, the valleys. I get all that stuff. I'm not saying it's all going to be just happy high notes every second when you go through life. That's not the way life's supposed to be lived anyway, okay? Anybody that's going through life with a permagrin on their face, like they ate a banana sideways, is somebody that you probably want to steer clear of because something's going on in the background. They're probably so happy to cover up all the anxiety, all the insecurities and all this. Whenever I saw people that were just so incredibly happy that never had a bad day, I always thought, oh man, that's just too bad. It's too bad. Now, I'm not saying you walk around moping and airing your dirty laundry and telling everybody all your problems. That's not the way to go through life. I'm just saying it's okay to have down days, okay? So here's how you be different. First of all, come up with your own unique material. Come up with your own unique thoughts. Come up with you. I mean, you are unique. Everybody's got a million-dollar story. We talk about that. Can you be different, though? Or if you're in the corporate world, are you going to go to these conferences and come back when the CEO stands up there and says, you know, it is what it is, or, you know, we got to do. You pick the phrase, any corporate, they're all the same. I mean, every corporate stiff's the same. They talk the same, look the same, act the same. It doesn't matter. Like I said, you could take them out and put a robot in and the company runs just the same. I don't care. Doesn't matter. It's time-tested. If you read the book Good to Great, which is an awesome read by Jim Collins, there's very few organizations that have actually made the leap from good to great. Good is the enemy of great, right? So if you take a look at that, and there's all these hundreds and thousands of CEOs floating around out there making millions and millions and millions of dollars, but yet Jim Collins, in 20 years of research, picked out about 10 of them, what's that tell you? It means you could take any of these people out and pluck a monkey in there, and everything would probably be just fine, okay? Or any animal, all right? You can put anybody in there. It doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying. It just doesn't matter. So if you got the courage to be different, all right, if you just have the courage to be different, the market will compensate you way beyond any job, way beyond any healthcare package, way beyond any 401k, and way beyond any pension plan. Case in point, a couple weeks ago, I sent an email out to my list. I don't have a huge list. I mean, I'm not this guy with massive hundreds and thousands of people in my email database. I don't want hundreds of thousands of people in my email database. And I'll tell you why. That sounds crazy. But you know what? It's different. I just want people who are going to respond to my message and use my message. I don't want people that are going to say, oh, email from Sam, delete. I mean, that's a lot of people on people's list, right? They just subscribe. They don't even know how did I ever get on this guy's list? How did I ever get an email from this person? Who is Sam Crowley? I don't want that to happen. So I sent an email out to my database a couple weeks ago, and I said, can I call you? Simple question, right? Hey, can I call you? And I wrote an email saying, yes, it's me. Yes, it's really Sam Crowley. And yes, I'm really going to call you. I'm going to cancel my plans this weekend. I sent the email out on a Friday, and I was introducing my coaching program because word had got out that I'm launching a coaching program, and it was only going to be me that's doing the coaching. It's not academy calls. It's not seminars, teleseminars. We'll have that at some point. I mean, we definitely will have group type of events that we'll have people dial into and we'll want people to be a part of. And I think that's just great. I mean, I think that's great camaraderie. It's great enthusiasm. It builds a lot of great momentum. But that's not the way that you can coach somebody successfully over a long period of time. Every one of my coaching programs is customized. It's tailored to the individual. It's unique in the sense that it's just for them. And it's over the course of 12 months. And it's just me and it's him, or me and it's her, okay? It's nobody else. It's not like we have 200 people on the phone and, you know, we're trying to do group therapy and somebody's got a question they really want answered but they can't get through, or somebody's like, oh, I can't believe this person asked that question. I already know the answer. Different. I said, can I call you? And sent the email. Now, did I take a deep breath before I sent the email? Absolutely, I did. I'm thinking, what have I just got myself into? I actually consulted with a couple of my mentors and say, would you do this? And they said, absolutely not. You're out of your mind. Take a breather, buddy. I know you're this ready, fire, aim guy, and you're all excited, and you love people, and you love to talk on the phone. You got 5,000 minutes on your cell phone. I know you used to be an ex-stutter and all this great stuff, but just think about sending that email before you send it. I said, okay. So after getting advice from people much, much smarter than me, people that had probably tried this before, actually none of them tried it before, they wouldn't even dare try it before, I hit send in my email to my entire list, okay? And I started getting emails back, boom, 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 boom. And I said, put in a reply to me, Sam, I am a champion, please call me. Because I knew if somebody had the courage to be different and actually reply to that email, we may end up connecting in my coaching program. Now, my coaching program is no small investment. Trust me when I tell you. I mean, it is not for the faint of heart. It's not for someone who's clutching onto the last dollar or has all their credit cards maxed out. Okay, that's not my coaching program. All right, it's for people that are looking for massive, massive transition going from A to B in their life, which is exactly what I went through starting in 2005 and launching EverydayIsSaturday.com. All right, so anyway, I send the email out because I wanted to be different. Put in the subject line, can I call you? Emails start flying back. Boom, 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 boom. And guess what I started doing? Picking up the phone and calling people. But I sifted them out right at the beginning, said, what was going through your mind? What are you looking for? And they're awesome people, man. I had great conversations. Did everybody qualify to enter my coaching program? No, absolutely not. And for a lot of reasons that I won't get into. But every single person I spoke to was a champion at heart. They definitely wanted to be different. They had the courage to reply to the email. And I was certainly rewarded for sending that email out because we filled up almost every single position within our one-on-one academy. Now, you got to keep in mind, I'm the Everyday is Saturday guy. Okay, I'm the guy that I'm sitting right now in a t-shirt and a pair of shorts. It's my daughter's fourth birthday, Laura Crowley, this morning, and I took the time out to record this podcast while she went for her wellness checkup before we send the kids back to school next week. So my wife took her in, and I'm just sitting here. We're getting ready for the party, and later on today, it's going to be awesome. Love my daughter, Laura, as I do Madeline and Paige as well. And I'm just recording a podcast because I haven't sent one out in a while, and I want to be different. And I thought, you know, if I've got 15 minutes here that I don't have carved out for anything special, I'm going to send this out to my listeners in 150 countries around the world, and I'm going to challenge them to be different. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call somebody. All right, don't hide behind a computer. Don't use the same lingo that everybody else is using. Don't act the same as everybody else does. Don't run your business like everybody else. Is it good to pick up tidbits from all these other individuals that are marketing online and doing the businesses that you're in? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you definitely, that helps the learning curve tremendously. You need a mentor and you need somebody that's been where you want to go, but you have to put your own unique spin on it. You've got to be who you are, and that's what gets lost in a job. I mean, that is so, so frustrating. And another chapter in the Everyday is Saturday book down the road, chapter one's titled I Quit, right? Chapter, I believe it's 5 or 6, one of the two, and the book is unbelievable. I mean, we talk about a guy who was in the corner office, six-figure job, company car, stock options, all this crap, right? Leaves it, starts making subs, goes broke, goes back, sits in cubicle. I don't even know anybody. I haven't met a person. When I'm on stage in front of thousands and thousands of people, I say, raise your hand if you could be in charge of a $90, $95 million division, quit, come back in 3 months and work for people that used to report to you. Anybody can do that. Nobody ever raises their hand. But yet, people want to go through massive change in their life. Guess what? You're going to have to get a little bit uncomfortable. Was that uncomfortable? Absolutely. Probably a lot less for me than other individuals. But you know what? I made it through it. I made it through. And chapter 5 or 6, whatever it's called, is I quit, dot, dot, dot. Again. Again. That's an awesome story, man. You are going to love, love this book. And I will definitely keep everybody posted when it's coming out. But as I write the book, I can't believe it was actually my story that I get to put this on paper. You've got a $1 million story as well, but you've got to be different. You think anybody would want to buy a book titled Every Day is Monday. I get up, I go to work with my coffee, I report to the same people, I go to lunch the same place, I make my coffee at work with the same people, have the same stupid conversations around the water cooler, I complain to the same boss, to the same people, I eat my lunch in my cubicle maybe, I bring the same stuff in the same little cooler with the same ice pack. I get online, I look at CNN during my lunch hour, I catch up on the news, I go to ESPN.com and see what's going on in sports, then I get back on the telephone if I'm in sales and I complain a little bit more, I get told no, I have a rub-in with somebody at work, and then I get mad at them, and gossip's going crazy, and I get stuck in rush hour traffic on the way home, and I don't see the people I love until Friday night. You think that book would sell? Doubt it. Might sell to a few people just looking for to commiserate, right? Every day is Saturday. Every day is Saturday. That is a fired up, focused champion title to a book. Why? Number one, it's different. Number two, because I dared to be different and took a challenge and said, you know what? I'm stepping out in faith. This is going to be awesome. And I truly, truly believe that there's a story in me that people want to hear. And I believe you have that same capability, champion. But it starts today, and it starts with you being different. Don't talk how other people talk. Don't do what other people do. Don't act like other people act. You do what makes you happy and makes you content and makes you successful. And that, my friend, is the key to true success. Are you wealthy because you're content or content because you're wealthy? Hopefully, you are wealthy because you're content. I am, and I know you can be too. My name's Sam Crowley from EverydaySaturday.com. I'd love to speak at one of your next events. We're fired up, focused. We're almost booked for the rest of 2008. Send us an email, Sam at EverydaySaturday.com. Call our champion hotline, 888-311-EDIS, 888-311-3347. If you would like to be considered coming into my one-on-one coaching program, just you and me, my friend, just you and me. I believe in you. I believe in your dream, and I believe you are a champion. I'm fired up.